It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
It's not recording. There we go. Hey, all right.
Heyo.
All right. Welcome to the podcast, the Plan B After Show podcast. It's Brock Hunter. Johnny Greaser in the studio with us. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. What are you guys doing?
We're getting ready to do this half-assed podcast because it's what we like to do.
Is that what you call it, or is that just how you guys
That's just how we approach it, okay.
No, literally, we got half an ass.
Yeah.
I lost it this weekend.
Both of our asses combined is one whole ass.
Have you noticed that as you get older, even if
your ass goes?
Your ass just goes away.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's because the collagen and the like the muscle breaks down, the collagen in your ass.
I just thought it was because we sit down too much.
I don't think that's
I think it just comes with age.
Yeah.
Like my dad, flat ass, pancake ass. It should come with syrup and
your
syrup
mom,
and
though,
butter.
I think it's the inactivity because, you know, I was watching baseball over the weekend and they got good butts. They got good baseball butts.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
When you watch football, you know you look at Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, they're
butts.
Working. You got to work out. See, I do a lot of cardio stuff, and I like to work the legs.
Squats.
I got a pretty tight butt right now. I think it's good.
Come on.
Hang on, let me see.
Nice butt.
You got an ass like a frog.
Come on, look at this. It's a nice butt.
That's a good butt.
It's a nice butt. Yeah,
I'm not looking at his ass. Come on.
It's a good butt.
Did you just spread your cheeks?
It's got a hole in it.
Spread his cheeks.
It's got a hole in it.
It got weird when you spread the cheeks.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I just bleached my anus.
I feel if you're comfortable in your sexuality, you can admire another man's butt just to say, oh, how do you get such a butt that like that?
You look at the ass on that.
Yeah,
yeah, he
exactly.
must work out.
Anyways,
bottle of Kian. You know, it's probably because he gets kicked all the time. His ass kicked by Kiki.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's actually just all cartilage in there. It's cartilage and scar tissue. So this had nothing to do with what we wanted to talk about today.
That's right.
Apparently, another high school has done away with the valedictorian,
and the
salutatorian.
Salutatorian, yeah.
So the valedictorian.
Which was obviously not you.
Hell no. I'm just happy I graduated. The Val is the number one. The Sal is the number two.
The V and the S.
So now, do you know a little bit about this? Like, what's is that the highest GPA in school?
Yeah, it's the highest GPA,
okay.
The top for the whole entire, I believe, their entire high school career.
Yeah. Okay. So they
pretty much a 4.0 or whatever the top.
So the Aaron Rodgers of students.
No, that'd be the Sal.
Yeah, is that?
Is that, you say, through 4 years?
I think through your entire high school, your average, your cumulative average, or your cumulative GPA would be the highest of all of your class.
Well, this took place in Ohio, so this high school has done away with these two honors because they think it encourages unhealthy competition. I really want to, and I was not a studious kid. I did what I needed to do to pass. I wasn't going for, but I think it's great that it is a competition. This goes into with all the other things like, nope, no more trophies because it's this toxic competitive environment. And I think it's stupid that they're getting away from this.
It gives smart kids something to work for.
Yeah.
You know?
Fucking dorks.
Right. You know,
I mean, they're taking away all the competitive nature of things, which
absolutely.
I think healthy competition is good. We all played sports.
I got an opinion, but I'll express it. You got some?
You know, the number one and number two is gone.
It's gone. So now it's
no one's going to get any top honor or award or anything for this whole entire thing. So they're just going to say. But you're still going to know.
Yeah.
You're still going to know that kid who got a 4.0 with high honors, with all of this stuff, he's still the best.
Well, this to me tells me, and I'll get
or
to Hunter's.
She.
More like a he.
Girls. I don't know. My
actually,
valedictorian.
No, it's mostly girls.
my valedictorian, I believe, was a girl.
Well, then why even try then in school? If it's like, well, if it doesn't matter. And if it's like, okay, well, hell, why aim for anything if you don't have, if there's no reason to? It's like. I think it gives a really good chance for someone to exceed and reach for that, which helps out with college. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, then why even try? Just get rid of the grade point average.
Competition is good. And yeah, you brought up the college thing. Doesn't being the valedictorian.
Valedictorian.
Isn't it? Okay, Val. We'll just say Val.
Yeah. Right? Being the V or the S.
Being the Val. Don't colleges look at that?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. That helps you get into a college that you want to get into. And
you're
kind of taking that
away. Resume builder for any of that stuff, whether you're in the National Honor Society or anything like that.
It would be like your high school. I want to go to college to play football. And my junior year of my high school is like, we're going to do away with football. It's like, dude.
Guys, we're not going to have numbers on our jerseys because we don't want any unhealthy competition.
Guy with number one on his jersey is going to seem better than guy with number 12 on his jersey, and we don't want that. So,
right.
But no, and taking away awards, there is nothing wrong with putting, and obviously some people do take it too far. There is such thing as unhealthy competition, but most competitions, if you have a goal to strive for, like I want to be MVP of my basketball team. I want to be the best chess player on my high school's chess club. There's nothing wrong with having this competition, and now they've taken away something that students have strived for.
Absolutely.
For years.
I know everybody in my high school, like even Jocelyn in her school, everybody, there was like, I think 10, I mean, it was a small school, but like 10 kids tied for the top honor.
Oh, really?
Of valedictorian. And then same thing for the salutatorian. Yeah. It was like 10 people at the top and then about 8 or 9 people that were the number two that all tied for it because they were all competing to be the best.
And, and I think, too, this also, think about these kids that have worked hard to do well in school,
right,
that have gone above and beyond, have done the extracurricular, have studied late, have prepped for tests, have maybe even tutored other kids.
Yeah.
Here they are now, this achievable goal that they had. Well, now they're basically now at the same playing field as the guy who got the 2.8 and barely graduated.
Yeah, they already made a bad decision by living in Ohio.
Yeah, that's true, right. Exactly. I didn't even know they had a valedictorian in Ohio. They shouldn't. It's like, come on now. Right. You suck, Ohio.
You know, the Val Award just makes it like satisfying. You know, you and a bunch of kids, you know, you're all smart, but hey, you know what? I got the Val Award.
Yeah. I worked hard for that.
You know, and my ass off for it. You're right.
Dude. Even the kids that you know, finishing top 10, like there's honors in that. No, what is it? Summa cum laude.
Summa cum laude, yeah. That's where you graduated with high honors.
With high honors, you know. Mm-hmm. Do they still do like the, we always used to do the dean's list.
Yeah, same thing.
And I doubt there's schools that do that, but it's like, no, I made the dean's list and my parents, I remember I made it one time and my folks were like, awesome job. Yeah, nice. Look at you! You're working hard. I'm like,
See, I like always made the honor roll.
Yeah,
and the one time of my entire like school career where I didn't make it,
yeah,
I was got beaten.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. But it was like the one B that I got. I was like, God, come on.
Yeah, but do you think
you're better than this?
Did it affect you in a negative way? Did your self value go down?
No, it didn't. It made me work hard to get you know, to make up for it from the.
I had the rope in the tree.
Yeah. Jesus.
No.
I had the stool ready.
Yeah.
I'm not saying competition can't be taken too far. You can obviously breed this unhealthy sportsmanship.
Well, here you go. If you're going to get rid of the Val Award, how about this?
I love that you can't say the word.
I know. I'm not even going to try
Neither
anymore.
Neither can you.
Valedictorian. That's
okay,
close enough.
If you're getting rid of the Val Award, you know what's coming next? You know what should go first before the Val Award? Stupid fucking beauty pageants. I'm sorry. I had to swear on that. But you know what? You're going to get rid of something somebody works their ass off their whole high school career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But somebody who puts on a little bit of makeup and has some sort of talent.
Yeah.
You're going to let that fly.
Yeah, you're going to put them up on billboards and, you know, I don't know.
Ass backwards, man.
I think you should honestly, especially when it comes to academics, still in high school, there is not enough recognition.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like nowadays with robotics and all these different things, those teams should be treated as at the same level or even above some of the football and basketball teams.
Oh, for sure.
You should have a pep band for every robotics thing or any of those, you know, math competitions, because it's a big deal.
I think that, and actually that's a really good point, because you notice and athletes still are kind of coddled in that sense, is, you know, they still have the All-American Awards, you know, they still have, you know, the Student Athletes of the Week. We do all that, but now we're taking away from the kids that are working hard in a different, just like you mentioned, in different areas.
Right.
Whether they're in FFA, whether they have extracurriculars. What's the speech one? I should know that one because I did it. I can't remember what it was. was.
The speech, as in the...
What was that? Not debate. Oh, my God. Forensics. Yeah. You know, you got kids that are working hard in other areas, and now their recognition is just out the window because, oh, they don't want the dumber kids to... Well, maybe your kid should have tried a little bit harder.
Yeah.
You know? No. I don't know.
We are breeding ourselves to be one of those just horrible societies.
Well, it's just
everyone doesn't recognize anything.
Everyone's not a winner. Okay? It's not. Everyone is not
number
one.
I used to hate participation awards.
Yeah.
I'm like... Why? Why did you waste your money to make a trophy that I will probably throw in my trash?
And I think it's taken a little bit more, but you said something there, is it made you want to work harder. When you don't, like, I want to work harder. I want to be the guy that gets an award. I want to be the guy that, and that doesn't mean that people who didn't aren't worthy people. No. Some people just takes a while to find their niche, or maybe they'll figure it out later. I don't know. It is. We're breeding this society of, I'm not going to try. I don't have to try as hard because it's fine. And everyone, I'm the same as that person. You got the person who's hoofing it over there, who's earning it, who's now getting the same, literally, it's all the same now. It's all the same.
It's a very communist way of thinking, if you think about it. Everybody being equal, that's not good.
No, it's not.
That is one of the parts of communism that is good and
bad. Well, it's just, then why try?
Go ahead.
No, I'm
well, that was me. Yeah.
You gotta have that goal for people to work for.
Yeah.
So just that Val Award right there is just a little goal for somebody to think about and work for.
Yeah.
For instance, I think about myself back in like fifth grade. I was taught this, and somebody told me this once, and it always stuck in my brain. Anytime I was out in the driveway shooting basketball, always wanted to be an NBA player. Always wanted to be like the best basketball player known to man. Mm-hmm. This is fifth grade, right?
Yeah.
Somebody told me one time, there's always somebody out there working harder than you and will beat you to that award.
Pistol Pete.
And so I always thought that, like, man, there's somebody else out there doing it. They're shooting one more free throw. And you know why? That drove me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That final thing, right? Just that thought in my brain drove me to try to accomplish something.
Yep.
And that Val Award
does
that.
Is even if you don't, my dad always said, when you're not practicing, someone somewhere is, and when you meet, they will win.
Yep.
And again, I'm not saying kill yourself, but striving to be better.
The best you can be.
The best you can be. Because, and again, with all of that, let's say you do meet someone that beats you. That doesn't mean that you didn't work hard.
Right.
It feels good to work hard.
Absolutely.
You gotta pick yourself up and go and work harder.
But now instead we're coddling the people who are whining, well, I worked hard, how come I don't get that? Well, they were still better than you. That doesn't mean you're not bad, but they were the best, so that's the award for it. Maybe now you can work harder for something else.
It's like running a track meet and them testing and making sure that, okay, we're all equal. So, all right, you're a little fast, so we're going to put some weights in your shoes so that everybody passes the finish line all at the
same
time.
Bunch of horse shit, man.
Right. Yep. It is. It really is.
Know.
Oh, you're doing long jump? Oh, you jumped the longest. Now you have a wall, an invisible wall that comes down, and you just go.
Yeah, well, straight up Wile E. Coyote.
That's what's going to happen.
Or just competition as a whole will be gone. We won't see youth sports. We won't see any kind of academic challenges, you know. God forbid you have the academic challenge, and one team doesn't feel as smart, so everyone's a winner.
Right.
No.
Isn't competition one of the main bases of being alive?
Well, it's survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest.
And that's the problem.
Competition.
We've been keeping all these, you know, worthless people alive too long. For God's sake. Is that fair?
No, you got.
We need to wipe out a few people.
Trim the fat.
Trim the fat, buddy. Trim the fat. We need a new plague. That'll let nature do its thing.
Yeah, right.
We need a new wildfire, but in humans. That's what it is. Just wipe out the dead wood. So I think we're all kind of on the same page on this. And again, I want to reiterate, I do think, you know, sometimes you see those parents yelling at toddlers at a T-ball game. Yeah, you can breed an unhealthy but there is such thing as healthy competition.
Absolutely.
If it's done right, you actually have
positive encouragement. Yeah. You know, I know a lot of my friends that were very smart in school, and that's how their parents were. It's like, you know, make sure you do this, make sure you do this. But it was never in a negative way.
Yeah.
It was like, what can we do
to
create a good environment for you to succeed?
Yeah. And succeed then once you move on, because there is more to life than after, you know, those accolades you get, is it feels good. You know, we've gotten nominated for a few things here on the radio show.
Those aren't real.
Actually, we printed those off at Kinko's, believe it or not. But, you know, you work for something. If you don't have something to work for, if you just coast by because, you know, it's all the same, then it just, we're going to go
You feel so much better at the end.
Yeah.
You really do, man.
Like my friendships to you guys, I always strive to be.
So what are you guys going to work towards this next time?
We got some new better fart jokes. We're working on better fart jokes.
I was
going
to say, learn how to say words correctly.
Shut up.
Yeah, valedictorian.
Hey, why don't you suck my valedictorian? How about that, Johnny? All right, that's going to do it. Thank you so much for stopping by, Johnny Grisham.
He would love to, but it's non-existent anymore.
You son. Oh, that's right. You bastard. It's not even there.
You're the one that spread your cheeks earlier, so I think you should be returning the favor to me.
I'm really good at spreading my cheeks. I actually won an award for it. Good God. See, we had a nice conversation. We ruined it. All right, don't forget to explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. If you don't like us, listen to Johnny Greaser.
Yes, you should.
Yes, you should.
Just because he's smarter than both of us.
That's right.
Same time, different channel.
That's right. All right, we'll see you guys next time.